What's happening, John?
What's happening, Brooks? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing swell.
I'm John. That's Brooks. We're the Basement Buddies. We're in a basement.
Buddies in a basement. With a podcast called the
Basement
Buddies Podcast
at gmail.com.
BasementBuddiesPod@gmail.com.
Hey.
If you'd like to get a hold of us.
Hey, what's going on?
John, how was it? You had 2 weeks? No, wait. I saw you last week.
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't go one whole week without recording a podcast, but we were off book at some kind of show, having a great time.
If you want to go back and listen to some kind of show episode.
Did they post that yet?
Their Thanksgiving episode. It has both of us on it.
Oh, yeah.
If you missed us last week, last week.
Yeah.
We're doing some weird time travel here. Basically,
we're over at at Seek's house. I dropped off my 3D printer. I hope it gets back to me someday. As soon as I let it go out of my hands, I'm like, I have some stuff I'd like to print.
The joke about 3D printers is once you have one,
you can print another one.
You can just make another one.
Yeah, they're not there yet.
It's not like you can print aluminum yet with them.
Some of them you can, yeah. Oh, there are ones that they have a laser and they sinter powder, and then they move up.
And those are like $300-$400?
yeah. Very attainable. Very cheap.
For some, like, I can make some aluminum fucktopuses.
Oh, if only. Yeah, finally. Finally, you've been waiting. You know, you can cut aluminum with a bandsaw. It's barely metal.
Is it hazardous to...
To breathe the dust?
The dust.
Nah, it's fine. Your body needs aluminum. It's an important element. It's like a vitamin. Vitamin A.
I mean, they have it in your deodorant, right? Aluminum phosphate?
Sure.
And that's what gives you armpit lumps.
It gives you armpit dementia. Dementia. That's what I heard. And your armpits have no idea who they are.
But
do you believe that shit? Do you stay away from aluminum oxide?
I believe nothing, John.
I know. That's true.
I believe in nothing.
I believe in nothing.
And... But if somebody does that thing for me, maybe someone that is co-chair. Okay, maybe if someone who is president of the household tells the vice president, me, or speaker of the house. That's what I call myself.
Right. Don't use that deodorant. It'll make you insane.
Use this other deodorant.
And use then, that fucking crystal, and that then salt crystal.
And then takes the deodorant from me and throws it away. Okay. And replaces it with a crystal block in my cupboard.
Yeah. You're not going to fight it.
I'm forced to use it. Forced.
Do you really have the block?
I did as a kid, actually. My mom was.
Isn't it just a salt block? Is that what it is?
I think it's a real... I don't...
Okay, I don't know.
I think it's a crystal. I don't know how the company... They somehow scam everybody, tricking them into using salt crystals under their armpits, but it never disappears. Like, you just rub it on. It's not like the crystal is disappearing like a regular tube of
of
deodorant.
I've never seen one. I've just heard about it.
It's just a fucking round, it's a hunk of that sticks out. It's got a threaded hole.
Uh-huh.
So you twist it.
And, like a handle, like a wood handle,
and crystal comes out, squirts out. No, it doesn't squirt solid.
Okay, yeah, maybe you don't know what crystal is.
I know.
Okay, and it doesn't work at all, right?
My armpits just still smelled the same.
Okay,
maybe they were good feng shuied. It might have been.
Oh, the flow of the room,
the chi, the armpit, my armpit,
your armpit chi, your armpit chakras were so aligned that the bad spirits didn't cause the odor.
I don't like to disparage people.
Oh, that's all I like to do. It's my favorite thing to do.
But you know how feng shui works?
It has to do with balancing the elements, right? There's like wind and fire, and you don't want, you know, blocking the flow of the room.
My mom, bless her soul, bless her sweet soul.
Oh, rest in power.
No, she's still alive.
Oh, right.
She had a feng shui person come to our house when I was probably 15. And I mean, I didn't know any better. I'm still a kid.
Right. You still.
I still believed in Jesus and stuff.
Yeah. Space wizard or a desert wizard.
And they were like, okay, yeah, this, the fact that your stairs go directly out the front door, that's good. Like, the stairs facing out the front door. So, like, the bad energy comes from upstairs, down the stairs, and just shoots right out the front door,
huh?
And there's a problem with the toilets. Toilets actually suck out good energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, a remedy for that is taking this, like, 4-inch mirror, circular mirror, and sticking it directly above the toilet.
Oh.
So every toilet in my house had a mirror.
On the ceiling.
On the ceiling, directly above it.
So you could look straight up and see yourself
sitting on the toilet? You can look straight up and see your dick.
Huh. Interesting. Did you try pissing through the mirror?
I never peeled it off to see if, like, some dirtbag put a camera hidden behind there.
Yeah. Your feng shui master was some 60-year-old creep with glasses and balding.
It could have been. So I'm...
Yeah, you need these mirrors.
So I know a lot about feng shui.
It sounds like it. Yeah, you seem very educated in it. I know there is a building in, I want to say, Hong Kong that... They built this big hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the reason is it prevents the wind from swaying the whole building. So it's nice for, you know, when it gets really high, wind is an issue. But it also has, like, some feng shui aspect to it where the energy coming down the mountain needs to pass through the building.
What?
Yeah, something like that. And they're like, yeah, let's change the way we built this skyscraper because of feng shui. Also, in Japanese, the letter four sounds like death, the word. So they don't have the fourth floor, but also in America, we don't have the 13th floor.
Were you just building. Listening to a podcast talking about this?
No.
Okay. Somewhere out there in the world, there's a podcast that talks about
every single thing in the world.
It's like, bad letters, bad, different. Cultures, which number is their unlucky number?
Yeah, I think it's four in Japanese.
What was the other one? Anyways, coming back to dirtbags with cameras above the toilet. Speaking of dirtbags with cameras above the toilet.
Sure.
Remember a couple weeks back,
we had a dirtbag on the pod?
It wasn't a dirtbag, but it came to our attention. There was a guy that made a picture of me on TikTok. And then reached out to you somehow.
Oh, sure.
Yep. You reached out to him on Twitter?
Yeah.
You were messaging back and forth. And then
we're best friends.
And then he said, oh, I almost friended you with the wrong Twitter account. Or I almost,
your memory is impeccable, as always, yes.
Is this what happened? It was half of what happened.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you were like, what's that other one? And
right.
It's just loaded with dicks for you to look at.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing our best to not shame this gentleman.
Yeah, no shade.
But I was talking to Joe, our Super Friend Joe. From the Joe Meets World podcast. He's back in action. I've been hitting the podcast circuit.
Good, yeah. Touring the country.
Touring the country. And Joe said that guy's a creep.
Oh, no. How so?
2 days after he said that, I sent you the wrong one or whatever, Twitter account to follow. He did the same thing to me without knowing that we had talked.
Like, oh.
I think that's his thing.
It could be. Hey, no kink shame.
No, but if you were, Joe made it, he said, hey, if you were a woman and that was a man doing that, that would be pretty gross and
predatory.
Predatory. Apparently, that works men to men as well.
Hmm. How? So, explain to me what happened with you exactly, because it was not predatory for me at all. He said,
"Oops,
oh, look." He goes, "Oh, I have a Twitter, but you probably don't want to see it. It's pretty wild." And I was like, "All right, man, let me see it." He's like, oh, it might be too spicy for you. It's like, I doubt that. Lay it on me. What is it? A bunch of dicks? Oh, yep. Yeah, it's your dick. Good job. Like, I was not shocked at all. So then a couple days later, it happened to you. He was like, hey, man, check out my Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, and he goes, oh, wrong one. Dang it.
Oh, okay. All right. Oops. Sorry.
So
Yeah, that was probably not an accident.
Talking to Joe, I thought maybe this perhaps. It seemed like he tiptoed around being creepy. Maybe it's just like ease on into it. So it's not as... I've never had this happen to me. I've never been...
Well,
it's some genitalia that I didn't want to see sent towards me.
It's pretty easy to turn it off and not look at it, you know? I'm not in a situation where he's physically there being aggressive, so it doesn't really bother me.
Okay.
Also, like, I'm probably twice as big as that little wiener, and I could kick his ass, so I'm not afraid of him.
But his wiener's twice as big.
It's huge. So juicy.
It's a good-looking wiener.
Couldn't stop looking at it. No, it was fine. It was a penis, a man's penis. I was like, okay, I mean, good for you, buddy. Unfortunately for you, it's nothing that's very exciting to me.
All right. Okay. Now I'm back off the creep.
No, he can certainly be a creep. I don't give a shit. Burn that bridge.
If you listen, sir, I forgot your name.
Ryan.
Ryan with the big dick.
Big dick Ryan. Big juicy hog Ryan.
Email the podcast.
I doubt he listens. He's too busy trying to trick guys into looking at his dick.
Which may or may not be creepy.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, when it's men on men crime, not to say that it's okay, but there's not the same power balance or imbalance, I should say. You know, there is, you know, mostly in person, I should say. There's like a physical threat, an unspoken physical threat that men have over women. I guess it could be true in like a bar. If like some guy was being real aggro at me, I guess he could kick my ass and sexually assault me. But it's not the same, is it? You know?
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Cut this out. Anyway, that guy can be a creep. I'd probably agree with Joe. And he's right if the roles were, if there was a gender flip in there.
What if it was a chick that was like, oh, I accidentally sent my all titty Twitter. I'm then like, there'd no, be no
you.
Problem at all.
No,
and we would just
you.
Block.
I don't appreciate it.
Block. You must be some spammer. You must be from Nigeria.
Well, yeah, that'd be my first instinct. Well, you're not a real person, so block. This is some kind of scam. Speaking of gender roles, I was hanging out at home the other night and Owen said to me, hey, Dad, I want to get my hair cut. We've kind of been talking about it for a while. I was like, all right, dude, yeah, we'll take you to go get your hair cut. And he goes, no, I want to do it here. I want you to cut my hair. And I was like, all right, dude, let's do it. And because I have a brain disease, I have a barber's chair in my garage.
Oh, yeah.
That I got from my neighbor at work.
The free barber's chair.
Free barber's chair that weighs 400 pounds. And I should have never taken. I was like, all right, dude, let's go to the garage. I'll cut your hair, man. And I, you know, gave him the standard boy's haircut. Buzzed it on the back. Finger tied on top. And it turned out awesome.
Uh-huh.
I was really surprised. I don't know how I did it. I've never cut anyone's hair before.
You cut my hair next
sure,
time?
No problem. And you probably wouldn't move around as much as him, too. Because, you know, he's good with the buzzer now. He doesn't freak out, but it's still tickly, and he's moving and squirreling around.
Oh, I'm squirmy.
And then afterward, June was like, I want my hair cut, too, because she was out there participating.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, kid. I can cut your hair like your brother's, but... I was like, man, I don't know how to address this, right? I was like, I didn't want to say, well, you're a girl and you have to have long hair. Because that's not true. I don't believe that. But I also kind of do. I'm like, well, I also don't want to cut off your hair because you're a girl.
It took like 3-4 years to...
I know, she's just...
Grow all that hair. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, she hacked off some of her own hair a while ago. And I was like, okay, well, I can. How about this? Tanya came out and she was helping. How about we compromise and we just do like a shaved hair undercut, like on the back of the head? Then she's like, okay, cool. I'll do that. And I was going at her hair with the buzzer. I was like an inch away. And she's like, no, ran away. I was like, okay, phew. It gives me a few more years because, you know, there are... As much as we hate it, there are gender roles in our society. And I was like, I don't want to cut her hair like a boy's. I don't know. Am I wrong there? I'm probably wrong.
I've never had
a girl. I was like, she's a little girl. She needs long hair. So the world knows that she's a little girl.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, she'll be a little girl wearing a dress with short hair.
Yeah.
Which is also fine.
I kind of just want.
As long as you keep wearing that dress.
Yeah, you got to wear that dress. I don't want to impose all these gender roles on her, but God damn it, they're there. They exist. I can't ignore them. I want her to be old enough to kind of appreciate it more before she makes a decision to, because it's not a pixie cut. It's like, you know, half of his head is shaved.
Yeah. And
it's a pretty extreme haircut for a girl. Oh, man.
It's really, I don't know. You don't care? Does Tanya care? Is it just, I don't
know. I mean, she can do whatever she wants.
A long hair, short hair thing? Is that? Yeah, I think you're terrible, John.
Okay.
Just hit me. Yeah.
All right, good.
Men and women, men can, I mean, you're growing your hair out long.
I know.
You have a part now. It's so long.
I have to part it. I don't know what else to do.
Fucking next week, I might, it's getting a little long.
Oh, yeah?
I might hold you down.
Hold me down?
Give you that little boy's cut.
My brother-in-law was commenting on my long hair at Thanksgiving. It was like, well, as long as you don't put it in a man bun. I go, Mike, there's more. There's nothing I want to do more now than put my hair up in a man bun just to annoy you. So that's my goal now.
I
just to be obnoxious.
For Mike.
Just to annoy my brother-in-law.
That's the goal, man.
Yep. And to look like Kurt Russell. Getting there. I'm at Kenny Loggins stage, as you pointed out the other day. I'll get to Russell soon enough.
Trim up your beard a little.
Yeah, he's not a beard guy.
Kurt Russell from, what was that?
Oh, he's in that Santa movie,
Carpenter,
right?
Carpenter, John Carpenter, Snow one.
The Thing?
The Thing.
Yeah. That movie's awesome.
Next Halloween.
Is that Keith David in there too?
You got Andy dressed up as one of those dog aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. And with all the like spindly arms and shit. Yeah. And I go around poking people's fingers, poke their blood. Okay. I like it.
Trick or treat.
So we just got done with Thanksgiving last week. We're, 4 days post Thanksgiving. How are you feeling, buddy? How are those shirts fitting?
Oh, man. I got a problem.
Yeah. We all know. The first step is admitting it.
No, sure, it's a step, but will I actually do anything about it?
No.
About 4 years ago, I thought I had it kicked, man. I was like, I think I'm, you know, I'm thin forever now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no.
Look at me.
You fat beast.
This shirt used to hang off of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my fat pants right now.
Are you?
New fat pants.
Do you need those pants back that you gave to me?
Yeah, I might need those.
Yeah, all right.
42s I gave you, if that were fucking.
I think they're 40s.
I bought them at my peak, brand new, as I started losing weight. And then they just wouldn't fit.
Well,
why don't you wear those Carhartts? Break them in for me.
I wore them a couple days. They're getting there. I'll give them back to you nice and broken, but not beat up because I don't wear out pants that well. I don't work in the trades.
And I had Thanksgiving.
How many Thanksgivings did you have?
I had two Thanksgivings. We had a Thanksgiving here and then a Thanksgiving yesterday at my in-laws.
That's not bad.
So we're still rolling. I had Thanksgiving dinner. Then I had lunch and breakfast. Lunch Friday, breakfast of leftovers and pie.
Uh-huh.
Saturday, a second Thanksgiving Saturday afternoon.
Oh boy,
we've been rolling off.
Did he bring home leftovers from that secondary? Oh fuck, man, that's too much.
And I think we're working off like our fifth pie.
Oh really?
Between all of them together, bringing pies, getting pies, but to go.
We only had one pie. We only had one Costco pumpkin pie.
What did everybody else eat?
When that was enough. Oh, and a cheesecake tray. Or, you know, it's like a medley of cheesecakes.
How was the creme brulee?
We made a onion souffle. And while I was, I got the mandolin out because I had to do a lot of dicing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was busting through, like, I had 5 pounds of onions I had to dice or slice. Is very, it like very a thin.
Soup?
Yeah, it kind of, you reduce it down and it's kind of like a soup, and then you put a bunch of Parmesan cheese and butter and it's like a thick, it's like a dip. It's almost like an artichoke dip consistency, but it's all onions. And it's very good. And it's gone now. I've finished eating it today. But anyway, it was one of the first things I was doing on Thanksgiving Day. I have a lot of chopping duties as the sous chef.
Chef John.
Tanya's sitting there and she's thinking higher level about everything. She's looking at it from a grand plan.
Full mental load of the house and Thanksgiving.
And I'm there. I'm picking up after her. I'm cleaning up the counters. I'm just dicing as much as I can. And
see John's face right now.
I'm just going crazy. And like a fool, I wasn't using the guard on the mandolin. And I just fucking took a big old chunk out of my finger. And immediately just started blasting blood all over the place. I was like, holy Jesus. And the wife helped me get it under control with a bunch of Band-Aids. Of course, we go to the Band-Aid drawer, and they're all gone because June uses them for stickers, right? Kids love Band-Aids for some reason. And we got the bleeding under control, and I had like 4 more hours of chopping and prep work to do. So I'm like limping along, like trying to keep my finger out of the action. And it was really fun. But I don't know if I'm going to lose that piece of flesh on my finger or not. It's not looking great.
It's your pointer finger there.
It's my dominant hand pointer finger, which turns out is a finger you use a lot.
The tip, though? Do you use
it? It's right on the tip. Oh, yes. I have learned in the last couple of days that finger sees a lot of action.
My dad, I forgot when I must have been probably 10 or so. Cut with a razor blade, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Utility knife. Cut the tendon in his finger.
Yeah.
And they fused it so it's always bent at the tip instead of being always open.
Yeah.
So he can make a fist and it's
oh, okay. Bent. But he can't point.
So now he points with his middle finger.
Yeah.
And I was always embarrassed because, you know, it looks like he's flipping people off.
Oh, like on a piece of paper? He's like, the cat ran to the store.
Yep.
And you're like, Dad, oh my goodness.
How dare you?
There are some people who just point with their middle finger, though.
Just to
be weird.
To flip you off.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So I'm going to start doing that. Yeah. I'm going to be a middle pointer now.
Do it, man.
Because my finger's all fucked up now. It sucks cutting your finger. There's so many nerves in your hands. And it's so important for you as a human. Like, that's one of our things that we're good at. We're good at looking. We're good at fingering. And I'm, like, diminished right now. I feel vulnerable as an animal.
You should start.
Like, you know, I'm lesser in the tribe right now. One of the younger silverbacks might come after me.
Kill you.
Yeah.
Push you off.
Take my harem.
Yeah.
So if anyone's looking... I'm weak right now. Time to strike. That Ryan guy looking for some easy prey. I'd be like, ow, my finger. But Thanksgiving turned out great. We had a really good time. I really love having it at my house. It's pretty amazing to prepare this huge meal for everyone, have everyone show up, feed everyone, and then they go home and you don't have to drive anywhere or go anywhere. It's very relaxing.
Did your in-laws bring a turkey?
Yeah, my mother-in-law insists on having a turkey.
It's settled now for me. We had ham on my Thanksgiving at our house.
Right.
And there was turkey yesterday. Turkey is just not great.
No, there's better things to spend your time on.
It's just a big bird. It looks cool coming out of the oven.
I think that might be part of it, right? It's really dramatic.
Yeah.
And it's like a centerpiece. But nobody's there to eat turkey. Like, you work so hard to make it okay.
The ham, like, was
just ham fucking rules.
Hunk of ham that I put in the oven for an hour and 45 minutes, and I thin sliced that baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time I got to be in charge of the slicing. Usually, Jamie.
Careful, buddy.
She pushes me away.
Yeah.
She was like telling me to be extra careful. She said, not.
I heard John cut his finger this morning.
She said, not. You need those fingers. You desperately need those fingers.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's important. What are you trying to say?
And thinly sliced ham.
So thin.
So thin.
Yeah, you show me a hunk of ham or a hunk of turkey. I mean that ham, baby.
So
fuck off, turkey.
And it's like the whole thing. The whole hunk of ham, whatever part of that body it comes from.
Yeah, who knows?
The turkey is like an entire carcass.
Yeah.
Like you're eating some of the neck muscle. You think that's as good as the breast?
No.
Get out of here.
What if you cooked a whole pig? Now, that'd be fucking something. Like a suckling pig for turkey with a little apple in its mouth. And I'd be like, I get the butthole, right? I mean, that's what we'd all fight over. The juiciest part of the pig.
The most tender.
Episode title. Give me that butthole.
The juiciest part of a pig.
Okay. The juiciest part of a pig, yep. Yep.
I got an email.
Oh.
Speaking of Thanksgiving. Speaking of Andy, super fan Andy.
He probably loves turkey, doesn't he? Probably cooks it a real special way.
That's twice now, was the title of this email.
Uh-oh.
Gentlemen, and possible unexpected mystery guest. Oh, crap. I forgot to write an email again. This came in 45 minutes before recording.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, hot off the presses.
Hot off the presses. Thanksgiving was a day, I guess. Hard without Dad, better with scotch, and stuffing. Stuffing is the best. Fuck.
Hell yeah.
Stuffing.
Correct. I
mean, you don't need a turkey to have stuffing.
No. You know what? You can buy it anytime and make it, and I have, and it's very good.
Jackson loves stuffing so much, he made his own.
He can.
It's like a hot water, stuffing, oven.
Butter.
Butter?
No oven.
Put it in the oven.
Pan.
Or you turn in the pan, you can stovetop?
Yeah. I will tell you exactly how to make stovetop. It is 1.5 cups of water with 4 ounces of butter, or 4 tablespoons of butter. Boil it. Dump in the thing. Turn off the heat. Sit 5 minutes. Fluff with a fork.
Done.
That's it. Then you can eat a whole box of stovetop stuffing.
That's easier than macaroni and cheese.
It is. And far easier.
Less?
Less ingredients.
Less healthy? No.
Same. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, probably.
Well, you don't have as much. You don't have any cheese.
Yeah, but it's like all carbs and salt.
I made cherry pie for Pie Day. It turned out great. I even did that fancy lattice top crust.
Ooh.
Ooh, Andy. No picture of that here. I'm surprised. Manny made it back to North Carolina this afternoon, but she comes home again in 10 days.
Yeah, I always thought that was dumb. You came home for Thanksgiving, then you have a little bit of school left, and then you go back for Christmas.
Well, it's a way to, you know, separate the rich folks and the poor folks and the...
Yeah, yeah. That's why there's a lot of college students who don't go home for Thanksgiving. Because they're like, well, you get a month off basically for Christmas. You're like, I'm not going to fly home twice.
That always makes me think of Scent of a Woman. Did you ever watch Scent of a Woman?
A long time ago. Did you know that Chris O'Donnell in that movie is from Gresham, Oregon?
Yeah.
Fun fact. Has no bearing on the movie.
I watched that VHS tape.
Why? Is there tits in that movie?
Scent of a Woman. I don't think so.
Okay. Why would you watch it?
I have no idea.
Hoo-ah!
When I was 17, 18 or something, summertime, I had insomnia. I would just stay up. Or maybe that's just... I would just stay up. I would stay up all night until the sun came up. And then before, like, when I was still in high school.
Okay. And then go to school?
And then I must have been summer or the weekend or whatever.
Okay.
And then I would just go to sleep and whatever. Wake up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But my dad had a box of VHS tapes, and I was just trying to work my way through them.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to be up.
Might as well watch these movies.
8 hours. I watch 4 movies from this box. And Scent of a Woman, I watched at like 5 a.m. for the first time when I was like 16.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I felt I felt bad for that little kid that had to stay home at his Ivy League for Thanksgiving break.
Is that what happens?
And watch an old man who's blind.
That was his relationship with him? He was just like a helper?
He was like the
blind helper?
Babysit my uncle for Thanksgiving weekend.
He's going to drive a car and you yell right turn, left turn.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
He had a dream to drive a Ferrari as a blind guy. Somehow talked his way out. Get a ticket from a cop.
Oh, yeah.
To not be blind.
What other movies were in that box that you have to remember? That you can
That's the only
tell
one
us the
I remember.
Plot. Okay.
I remember
what did
watching,
this have to do with anything?
Going
home for Thanksgiving. Going
home for Thanksgiving.
All right. Can you finish the email? Is that it?
So maybe next year, Sandy will, you know, stay home and watch a blind man.
The dream. The dream
of extra change for some presents, perhaps, in 2022. Christmas.
Okay.
For her special pop.
Right.
Andy.
And that's it?
So that's how I tied it. I tied it all together.
Oh, wow.
With like a ribbon. A ribbon on a present.
It's magical what you do.
So Christmas exploded in our house, John.
Oh, yeah. Do you wait until Black Friday? Or does some Christmas seep through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
This year, it was like Black Friday was the marker. We knew we got our Christmas tree today. Yeah. We knew, like I was planning on putting up lights out front.
Right. What happened to your plan last year?
Got lazy.
Well, didn't someone cut a bunch of your lights?
Yeah, last year
you had a light vandal.
Or was it either that or a rat?
Or the call came from inside the house. It was the wife.
It could have been.
I know it drove up your electricity bill, not the hot tub, the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, it definitely
Christmas
was not
lights.
The hot tub in the dead of winter.
No, that's crazy.
I left those lights on.
How's that thing doing? Still cooking?
Yeah.
All right.
It was out there, you know, earlier today.
I might need to make some trips over there.
Ugh. I was going to say.
Getting pretty stiff.
You want to just bring your.
You know what? I have.
Over here.
So I have the original one that you gave me that died. And the second one I bought from Keith. And I was thinking about it. I was like, if I could fix the original one, I bet I could put a Y between the two and have two heaters on one hot tub. And then I'd be cooking with gas.
In line, it goes through.
Yeah, it goes one into the other. Think how fast it would heat up.
If anybody can do it, it'd be you, John. I believe in you.
All right. Well, after I build my hot tube.
Yep.
That's important. Number one. Do you have any rain barrels? That could be the prototype.
I don't have any rain barrels.
All right. Steal one from your dad.
I used my last rain barrel on my iron lug costume.
Oh, no.
So I'm all out.
They're expensive. Do you have any, industrial waste barrels? Like one of those toxic... What about the red barrels that are in video games? What are those full of?
You kick it a couple of times and they launch and explode.
Yeah.
These ones?
Yeah. One bullet makes them explode. We all know this.
What's
in those? What are those guys storing? Fuel? Is it gas?
In Dexter, a guy was putting human bodies in them.
Sure.
It was like a tub of acid and dissolving them down.
Oh, the dip. Yeah, we all know.
And
from Toontown.
And then they were just laying around everywhere to be kicked over.
Full of human goop?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, if I get one of those, I could fill it with my own goop. From a hot tub.
Oh, not you.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I kill myself. I crawl into a barrel of acid.
John's gone. He left a note. But there's just this
M55 this heavy barrel.
Barrel here. I guess just roll it into the blackberry bushes, I guess.
And forget about it. Like the perfect suicide. Crawl into a... Yeah. How long? Yeah, do you think... You could probably do that, right? Well, you'd have to calculate how much acid you displace.
Where? And you'd be able... Okay.
Yeah.
I think we got a guy. Lives down in Santa Barbara.
He can do the math.
He can do the math on this.
All right. Yeah, let me know.
We need your water displacement. We need you to hop into a...
Yeah, one of those...
Beaker?
One of those tanks. At the fitness center or whatever.
Where do the four-man doo-wop groups get their 55-gallon drums
for? Sorry, where do they have those?
For singing, you know, like you have your fire.
Are you thinking of hobos?
Hobos, or I like to think of them as doo-wop singers.
You mean barbershop quartets.
Yeah, but down on their luck, barbershop quartets, where they, yeah. They kind of sing next to a barrel. Right.
One's eating a shoe.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I guess they're just around. Maybe I'll beat up some hobos and take their barrels.
Hey!
Hey, that's my barrel.
That's where I warm my hands.
Yeah. Always burning trash, those hobos.
I watched the new Home Alone.
Oh, no. What?
It's called Good to Be Home Alone, or it's called Home Sweet Home Alone, a Disney Plus.
Oh, no.
No. John. No, John.
Did you know Home Alone 3 has Scarlett Johansson in it?
We don't talk about that one.
Okay.
In the Home Alone.
Home Alone-iverse?
Averse. That one doesn't. It's a different kid.
It's not canon.
This has the big brother with the spider.
Oh, yeah. Butch? Biff?
Biff? No.
No. The fuck's his name?
Michael Teale would know.
Yeah.
Chet?
It's no. Something. Like... No, he's like Biff's girlfriend, Woof.
Woof.
Is it Butch? What the fuck's that kid's name? Anyway.
We can't know. He's a police officer.
Makes sense.
In this one. And he thinks someone is pranking him because they know his little brother got home alone. So they're sending him all these calls about a kid being home alone at some house. So he's like disregarding them. He's like, they're trying to get me.
You're like, wow, Disney Plus, this is gritty.
It was rated R.
Oh, wow.
But just as violent as, you know, like, you know, the things that should kill most people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't kill people.
Well, Marv and the other guy are immortal somehow. They must be.
Yeah.
Because that, in the second one.
Like bricks?
He throws a brick off a building and hits him in the head. I was like, that kills you. That's, you're dead. And I think he does it like 2 or 3 times. Ah, it's great. And he falls like 3 stories through that house. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And he gets electrocuted so badly. You see his skeleton.
Fucking skeleton. And somehow, still alive.
Somehow, still alive. By the way, I shouldn't say the word electrocute, because that means shocked until you're dead. It's a portmanteau of electricity and execute. Electrocute means until you're dead. He was shocked very badly. There you go.
The more you know.
The more you know.
But it was, you know, it was a pretty sweet movie.
Oh, so you saw a show that was pretty good?
It was pretty sweet.
Cool.
And
cool
I
story. Glad you told me.
I appreciated it.
All right. Thank you.
It was modernized and my kids giggled so hard.
Oh, they loved it. Did you watch any other shows that were pretty good?
I've been watching.
Please don't answer. I don't care. Holy shit.
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World. I've been watching The Sopranos. There you go. Oh, hey, fun fact. The dad from Home Alone, the original, is in The Sopranos.
He is.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, it's that guy.
He's like the lawyer, private
investigator. Yeah, he's like a PI, yeah.
Who owes Tony some money.
Maybe. How fresh is The Sopranos in your mind? I can't believe you remember that. That's like the third episode of the first season.
I have like a vault of useless TV information.
It's mostly Sopranos related.
It's mostly tie-ins of Home Alone and The Sopranos.
Well, and Pet Sematary.
And Pet Sematary.
All right, cool.
Nice. A wing of my brain is specifically dedicated to those three things.
Because I watched The Sopranos years ago, and all this stuff is like brand new. I was like, I don't remember any of this.
How many times did you watch it?
Just once.
I think I probably watched the first season at least 5-6 times.
Oh, and that Michael Imperioli's got a fucking schnoz on him.
Oh, hey.
Christopher, you know, he's like
is he got a nose job over?
I don't know, man. That thing could put out your eye. It's crazy. No shame. No body shame.
He's giant.
He's got a big old nose. Speaking of Christmas, I went and got a Christmas tree at a Christmas tree lot, which I've never done before. And they were already cut and they were very expensive.
Okay. How much did you pay and what'd you get?
I got a noble fir. It's about 6.5 feet tall. It is of questionable shape. It has some problems. And it was $75. There were some nicer ones that looked better that were $110.
Cross,
And I was like, holy shitballs. That is a lot for a tree. I regret going there, but it was very convenient. So, that's what you get.
We were planning on getting the tree, and I thought, oh, it'd be cool if we, I saw there's a tree stand about a mile, less than a mile.
Yeah.
Just straight towards Reed College from here.
Uh-huh.
And, and I was like, let's load up the wagon. It'll be a funny thing, and we bundle walk up down. And walk there, and then throw that tree on the wagon and walk back. But I was getting nothing but pushback from my kids. And a mile?
Like, what? Boo, Dad, that sucks. Like, all right.
And I'm like, but there's a 7-Eleven pretty close, and we can get, like, some Slurpees while we're there. What? That's what? Let's just drive there.
Oh, and, yeah.
And then I was like, fuck it. We're going.
I was...
had 45 minutes this morning, and I was like, let's drive up to this one on Powell. $80. It was an 8-foot tree.
And, oh, okay.
And it's...
It's a nice-looking tree.
Pretty nice.
Pete and Alex go to one out in Escada that I think I'll go to next year. It looks really nice. But, you know, it was crazy convenient. We were over at my sister's house seeing her new baby, my brand-new nephew, Miles. And I got to hold a brand new baby again.
Oh.
Which is, you know, every single time my brain forgets how small
your
newborn is.
Your vasectomy has healed itself.
Yeah, grew back together. So now I'm ready to go. Potent as ever. And anyway, yeah, I held this tiny baby. I was like, holy shit, Andy, you're a gigantic monster.
Useless trash now.
Get out of here, baby. And we hung out for a little while. And then on the way home, we hit this lot in Wilsonville. And, yeah, it was very expensive, but there were a ton of employees. They were like, oh, can we do this for you? Can we help you? Can we carry the tree? And I was like, I don't need you to help carry a tree. I'm a man.
I got sap on my hand.
Oh, no, my hands are all dirty. No, I was like, it's not a big deal. Like, I've carried many trees. I'm not afraid of it. I know this tree isn't that heavy.
You look like you'd be good at carrying trees.
How dare you? And the woman who was working there goes, oh, I'll carry it for you. And I was like, no, that's fine. And she's like, no, seriously, I'll do it. I was like, no, I got it. Don't worry about it. And I was holding Andy. She's like, but you're carrying a baby at the same time. I was like, it's fine. It's fine. And I realized in the car, she probably thought I was being kind of a sexist asshole where I'm like, you couldn't possibly carry this woman.
This 6.5-foot tall tree. Yeah,
right. That weighs 30 pounds. And I was like, I'm not that way at all. Like, I just don't want to inconvenience anyone. I was like, no, you relax. I know this is your job. You're getting paid for it. Don't lift a finger to help me. But she probably thought I was an asshole. So next time I'll make her carry the tree for me.
The lady that carried the tree to my car was far more aggressive. And, you know, I can't say no to someone like that.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm carrying your tree. Where's your car? And I was like, okay, it's right over there.
You little beta cuck.
And I like quickly jogged ahead to be able to open up the back and
thank
have
you, thank
slide.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how it should have been. Next time, a missed opportunity. And I actually, I set the tree on my workbench and cut it with the miter saw, with the chop saw, and got that thing so fucking square, put it in the stand, and that thing is crooked as a motherfucker. Because the tree didn't grow trunk. Straight. Yeah. I was like, whatever. And this year, the kids were super into it, Owen and June, and we just let them decorate. I got all the decorations out, and they just went hog wild, like stringing up garlands and putting the balls. And you can tell kids did it because it only goes up like 4 feet.
That's but,
and it looks all slipshod and crappy and wonderful.
That's where you put all your fancy, you know, porcelain Fabergé.
Oh, yeah. We gave up that game a long time ago.
Up top where they're...
You can buy those baubles, you know, the ornaments that are plastic. They're just thin plastic. and they look the same. So that's what we have.
Okay.
And the kids just went haywire and...
But what if Owen is ever left, you know, home alone? Like, you guys are getting ready to travel somewhere.
Have I told you he gets very confused watching that movie? Because he's like, that's me? Because he looks just like Kevin McAllister. At least he was confused last year. He's like, that's me. There I am. I'm in the... Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
We're like, yeah, yeah, it is.
Remember last year? But then he goes to leave those balls out for the burglar to step on.
No, it's not going
to
work at my house.
And just walks right over him.
Mm-hmm.
Crack.
Crap.
Hey, we got any questions from Superfan Joe?
Superfan Joe.
I hear...
it's coming to an end.
I looked earlier.
What?
I looked.
How dare you?
And I was like, oh, four questions. But then it looks like we did two of the questions already.
We did the top two, I guess?
Apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. Who can remember? So, question 97 from Superfan Joe. 100 great questions.
Superfan Joe, 100 questions.
97. Do you listen to your own podcast? Yes, I do. Every week. Well, not every week. I'm like 99%. Sometimes I don't get around to it. But yes, I listen to it.
Listen to it, you know,
get for
those,
edits.
The sweet, sweet numbers. Listen to it for edits and...
Oh, for the downloads, yeah. Well, I listen to it before we post it on the stream.
If it's a good one, I'll listen a second time.
Oh, really? And I like to go back. I'll listen to one that's like a year old.
Uh-huh. I listen to a...
I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, I'm still an idiot.
I listen to a Christmas from like 2 years ago or leading into Christmas. And I was like, oh, yeah.
That's what my life was like
then. We were so young. So naive back then. COVID hadn't hit.
Oh, that would be fun to listen to.
You're like, oh, 2020 is going to be a glorious year.
Right. Now that David Bowie's dead, we can all move on with our lives. I'm not a big David Bowie fan. Wasn't that a big deal in 2019?
David Bowie.
People are like, fuck this year. David Bowie died. What a nightmare. How are we all going to survive? Could be way worse.
I got something to admit to you, John.
What?
There's been a lot of real famous people who've died. And, you know, I know them and I know of their work. And I know that I assume they're great because I've heard their name before.
Right.
And a lot of people seem to like them. But then I like David Bowie or some others.
Prince.
Yeah, Prince. And like people fucking go nuts for these people.
I don't understand Prince at all.
And then I go back and I listen and I'm like, yeah, I've missed out.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, this music's pretty good.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he really did some freaky shit.
Take your protein pills. I've said before, I'm not really a big music guy. And that stuff does not blow my hair back.
This is Ground Control to Major
John. It's fine. It's a fine song. I don't appreciate it enough. I don't know enough to appreciate, I guess. Is a way to put it.
But where I was going was, they died. I heard all these people express their everlasting love for these people who are dead and how much they appreciated them. And then I'm like, I soak it up and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I love that guy.
I know now that I've soaked up 45 minutes to an hour of their singing.
What's your favorite Prince song?
And a couple of... This is what it sounds like when the dove sky.
I can't even sing along with you. I know he does Party Like It's 1999.
Purple Rain.
Which I don't know the words to.
All I know is...
Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
All I know is that one time he was on the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay. And his titty came out?
Purple Rain. Like a Justin Timberlake grabbed his pasty off. Her shirt off?
I don't.
Just yeah.
Like, I remember watching that and not even realizing like there was a nipple.
Well, it's because HD hadn't come out yet.
That's true.
Just like, oh.
I was like, oh, she's got like a weird nipple something? Thing or like a weird dress flower on her boob.
Shiny.
How come we canceled Janet but not JT? No?
Some, you know, some sexism going on there.
Like, and no one even questioned it. They're like, hey. Immediately cancel Janet.
Justin, you're gonna be
you're a hero.
Superstar. How dare she?
How dare she? Yeah. And nobody, yeah, it's so weird. It wasn't until like 20 years later someone's like, hey, wait a minute. What about Justin Timberlake? Isn't he culpable in this? Nah, it's fine.
I mean,
anyway, what were you saying?
Yes, I listened to the podcast.
You love David Bowie?
And I love David Bowie.
Okay, fair.
And his podcast. I love his podcast.
And question 98, have you ever danced with a devil in the pale moonlight? Joe, that is one of the movies I've seen the most. I was similar to you as a kid. I had, you know, 10 VHSs, and the original Batman was a very important movie to me. I watched that over and over and over.
I must have, yeah.
And it's so good. Michael Keaton, the best. I love that one.
I was a little younger.
Also, that doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like a weird, creepy thing for guys to say. But
yeah, that, Joker was a creep, right? Wait.
Hey, wait a minute.
Was the Joker, did he ever trick you into looking at his dick?
Yeah.
You think the Joker is online? Okay, Joe.
Joe.
I need all of your thoughts on this in email form.
About the Joker.
What do you think the Joker's... I mean, I imagine new comics are coming out that I'm just not paying attention to in present time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are.
The Joker's like all on Twitter.
He's up to stuff. He's up to stuff, yeah.
Taking pictures of his rainbow-colored dick.
Oh, of course it is.
Sharing them.
Yeah. I never understood how... I know this is part of his character as a clown person. He pulls that giant long gun out of his pants and shoots the Batwing down during his parade, but he was walking normally. And that gun barrel was like clearly the length of a leg. How was he bending his knee? These are the questions I have.
I didn't pay attention to that scene as much. Was he wearing like those really big wide
pants? Nah, he's just normal.
That clowns wear?
He's normal Joker outfit. And he's walking down the street and there's like this big parade or whatever going on. And Batman's coming along in the Batwing. He's like shooting guns.
Maybe he knows some magic trick.
Yeah, he does some sleight of hand there.
He might do some sleight of hand just for occasions like this.
Right. Makes sense.
Like, yeah, if you're a clown, you got to have like 5 magic tricks.
Is that like the level up of magician? Do you end up clown or do you start clown, you end up magician?
I think
how much clowning did Penn do?
Penn Jillette went to Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey.
College.
Greatest show on earth. College.
So did Steve-O.
And he made it. I think Steve-O dropped out.
No, I don't think so.
From what I remember, Penn Jillette made it to like through the whole thing. And when it came to like the final performance, they said, you don't listen enough to be a clown for Ringling Brothers. Like, you are yourself, and we haven't broken you. Seems like this. So
I mean, we all know the rules of Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, Clown College. They break you down so they can rebuild you up.
They took Ben Jillette
in the clown image
as a baby.
Right.
They staked him to the ground with a leash around his neck, kind of like and for the rest of Penn's life, he thinks, even though he's like 6'6 now, he thinks he's not strong enough to pull stake out of the ground.
Like an elephant?
Like an elephant.
Wow. Okay, cool.
A lot of people mention the elephants in the circus that are, you know.
Abused,
but the clowns.
It's the clowns who really, that's the real tragedy. Send in the clowns. Those Laffy Daffy clowns. So, let's see. Saw the baby. Oh, hey, tomorrow my son goes back to school. He's been on quarantine for like 6 months, I think.
Back in time, yeah. In time for winter break.
Yep. That's pretty exciting. I'm psyched to get him back. He's very anxious to go back. He's not a distance learner on a computer.
They tried to.
Well, that's what we were doing, you know. Last week they had off. The previous week, all week, he was, you know, sitting in front of the computer trying to engage with his teacher. Just, you know, it's hard enough for me as an adult to interact with other people over a computer.
I don't know how.
As a kid.
Like, I don't know how the rest of, like, when my kids did it, everybody was out at home. And if the rest of the class is in class and he's at home.
Yeah, he sees all the other kids there hanging out, having a good time.
Is there a little robot that he controls that zooms around the classroom?
Should be.
I think they have those.
So yeah, you should get one.
Yeah, then he'd never have to go back to school.
Finally, he could live. He could live in the Matrix. Okay. You excited for that new Matrix movie?
When's it coming out?
I don't know. It will not be good. I'll tell you that right now. It'll be bad. But there's no way it'll be good.
But it's got the Alice in Wonderland song. For the one pill makes you larger.
I love me some old classic songs.
Jefferson Airplane?
I have no idea. That's not the Doors?
That's right. Your parents didn't enjoy music.
No, music was verboten. You know what I listen to at work on the radio? Jazz. Listen to jazz.
Smooth jazz or?
Just whatever the
trumpets?
89.9 is, the Mount Hood Community College jazz station. Because, I will tell you, classical's nice, but it's too sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Classic rock is, you know, here's Smoke on the Water for the 400th time today. And you're like, I'm going to kill myself. And any modern music is just too repetitive, you know? I don't mind pop music. I like a lot of pop music. But the playlists are so short. You're like, okay, now it's Miley Cyrus again for the 400th time today. And so jazz it is. That's the only option. That's what the radio has driven me to.
Have listen you
to fucking jazz.
Considered picking up that old tuba of yours?
Yep. I sure have.
Now that your kids have pretty much raised themselves.
Yeah, that 2-year-old's done.
Hit the road.
Get back on the grind.
Get back on the grind.
With me and my tuba. How dare you.
Trombone.
Nope. Keep trying.
French horn.
There you go.
You would grab your French horn, hit the rails.
Yeah, me and the horn, me and old Frenchie. You know, it may come as a surprise. The French horn's not a great lead instrument. It's there to fill in, to be in the middle, to, you know, give the orchestra more warmth and fill in the gaps. It's not a lead instrument. You very, very rarely play the melody.
But someone with such a true spirit.
Yeah, it's a real virtuoso on the French horn. Me and Johnny Horns.
The Dizzy Gillespie
of the French horn.
John.
Yep. I'm the best in the Western United States.
You were out?
Yeah.
But they pulled you back.
They pulled me right back in. Did you know? What's his name? Van Sant?
Gust Van Sant?
Van Sant?
From?
The Sopranos.
Sopranos, the guy that's also on the E Street Band?
Yeah, isn't that weird? Why the fuck is he in The Sopranos? And he was in a car accident. The top of his head got scalped, and he has a prosthetic hairpiece. That's why he always wears either a do-rag, or he has that kind of a ridiculous hairdo in The Sopranos. That's a
fucking good excuse.
Yeah, I guess he's got a big scar on his scalp.
Yeah, I'm not.
So what? Bald. Oh, hold on. Why is he an actor and also in Bruce Springsteen's band? It's like the drummer for Bon Jovi in Friends or something like that.
Who else is in the E Street Band?
And also just randomly an actor.
The drummer from the E Street Band is like was on Conan.
Oh, Max Weinstein?
Max Weinberg?
Weinberg?
And he was also, so maybe it's like, could it be that Bruce Springsteen, it like pays these guys shit. And
he just has
fucking side jobs.
Or he hired actors to be in his band.
Oh.
Max Weinberg and the Weinberg Seven or whatever, right? Wait, yeah. He was also in the E Street Band?
Max Weinberg?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Some of this information is true.
We could look this up later. Anyway, who cares?
Anyways, they have a lot of, you know, time on their hands where if Tony wants you to hang out and be from Jersey, he's from Jersey.
Okay, yeah. They did film on location.
They got like 8 famous people from New Jersey.
Who else they got? Does Bon Jovi show up?
Bon Jovi's from New Jersey.
No, does he show up in The Sopranos? Joey Pants.
I think so.
Big Pussy.
Big Pussy.
No one ever addresses that in the show. I'm like, can we talk about how his name is Big Pussy? No? Nobody? No one's going to say why.
I know.
This never gets explained.
I don't think so.
There's also a character, Little Pussy. Again, never explained. Is it short for something?
No,
What's his name?
I think it's like how you name a fat guy Slim. You call him, hey, Big Pussy. He's not.
He hates it.
He's ruthless.
Oh, I see. He's a real hard ass.
He's not a pussy.
But they just call him that.
Anyway, spoilers for The Sopranos.
Spoilers for The Sopranos.
Big Pussy is a rat, John.
Wait, does he rat him out?
Oh, did I just spoil it? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tanya, don't listen to this. Is it Big Pussy that goes up to, like, North Maine or whatever, hanging out, eating Johnny Cakes?
No. That was one of the other guys.
Yeah.
Johnny Cakes, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, his name was Loose Butthole. Never explained.
Like, yeah, Titus Butthole in town.
They
call him Loose Butthole.
It's a big joke. It's an Italian thing. You wouldn't understand.
Well, John, it was nice having you back here.
It's good to be back.
Hang out in the basement. I've just been hanging out here by myself.
I know. I'm so sorry. Sorry those idiots were over last week.
Don't look around. David. There might be a Christmas present or two.
What? Santa's already come?
Oh.
You get your beard whitening? What?
Jackson knows that Santa Claus doesn't exist. He had the conversation.
Oh, no.
Save this for the very end. You know, so children would fall asleep by now.
Right. Soothed to sleep. Our voices.
And
they're talking about The Sopranos again. I'm going to check out.
And Jamie's like, yeah, he's not real. Or she... He's like, he's saying, he's like, he's not real, blah, blah. And now they're kind of in on it, but it's like, hey, don't ruin it for Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah. You got like 2 more years.
But I will never give in because I am Santa Claus.
Right.
So all I say is, what are you talking about? I am Santa Claus. And then Jackson goes, well, you can't go down a chimney. And I was like, well, not yet. I'm working on it.
I'll get there.
Someday. What? I'm like, well, I mean, I have the suit. Like, what are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
I can do it.
What's the big deal?
We went to the mall yesterday just to dick around because we were bored. We've been home for too long. And Santa's there. And June was like, let's go see Santa. I was like, we can't because you're not wearing like your nice clothes. So we get like the good picture. But he'll be here next week.
He won't bring you the good stuff if he sees you all disheveled like that.
Well, Mom and Dad only do this for the picture. And we don't really care. But it's been the same dude for years. And she's like, is that really Santa? I was like, yeah.
Same guy. It's the guy I saw coming down our chimney last.
But Owen is very excited. He slept in the living room staring at the Christmas tree. And he said, I'm going to stay up when Santa is coming and take a picture so we can see him. And I was like, oh, shit.
I got on Costco and I bought a trail cam.
Yeah, I know. I was like, how'd you get on Costco?
I took your wallet.
Oh, no. We're in trouble.
I got your credit card out.
So he's in a very curious age right now. I mean, he still thinks Santa, I mean, we don't bring it up a ton. But he's still into it, you know. So we only have a little while longer. He's going to do some investigating and figure it out.
What was your best memory of Christmas?
Well,
I know you are broken inside.
This is where it came from.
Could all go back to.
I had enough older siblings that Santa was never a real thing for me.
Okay.
I was like maybe half thinking it was real, but I was like, I don't think so. Because my brothers and sisters weren't.
Was there ever a year? Like, I remember a year where there was a present that was sold out everywhere. My parents pretty much told me it was sold out and did not expect it.
Okay.
Leading me, you know.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that thing tricking sold you. Out. Sorry, kid. I know you really wanted that duck that you had in the bathtub with you, and he would talk to you, but they're all sold out. And then he showed up on Christmas and from Santa.
That was pretty magical.
And it was magical.
Yeah, I don't remember any distinctive presents. I do remember when I was I had to have been five. Younger, yeah. Between four and five. When we lived in the trailer park in Sandy, Santa came to our house. And I was really excited about that.
Is there a picture of you somewhere?
No. We didn't have cameras back then.
Mm-mm.
And, but after that, I didn't really believe in Santa. But we did get, you know, we got plenty. My parents always had something for us. We always got the orange in the stocking. Was that something you guys did?
Something like.
You get like an orange and some nuts and some candy?
Yeah, why the orange?
I don't know.
Because you get scurvy if you ate everything else without some yeah, it amount could be. Of orange.
They're like, fucking throw an orange in there. Fills up space.
Good filler.
Yeah.
But this year I'm trying to make it so Jackson just craps his pants about how the things he wants for Christmas, I'm getting it for him.
Oh, really? What do you got? What's his thing?
He wants some Pokemon game, and it's really easy. It's a Pokemon game for the Switch. He's getting it.
Which Pokemon game?
There's a new one. You know how
Sword and Shield came out?
Pokemon always comes out in two sets.
Oh, Emerald and Sapphire or something? Yeah. I bought one at Costco. There was a Mario Kart RC car. There's Mario and Yoshi. And they're like real cars that you drive around.
And they have cameras on them or something?
I don't think it's that one. I'm not sure. It was $50 at Costco. I was like, I want that. I'm buying it.
Wrap one up for yourself. And
well, I was like, I'll get to play with this. And June, she's into LOL dolls, which is a thing.
Well,
don't worry about it.
That girls like? Only girls?
It's only for girls. She says that kind of shit. She's like, oh, this is pink. It's for girls. We were at Goodwill the other day. I needed some boots for Owen. He doesn't have any like waterproof boots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to buy brand new boots. Goodwill's the place to go for kids' shoes, right? And we were looking at all the boots, and there were some pink ones. He goes, no, those are for girls. I go, you can wear pink. It's fine. And he's like, no. What about these? And they were purple. I was like, yeah. And they're like nice boots, and they fit him. I was like, yeah, purple's not for girls.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So.
All right, John.
All right, buddy.
For real this time.
Let's go. I got shit to do. Not really.
I'm sad that you don't have your trunks.
Swim trunks?
I might have to make a special John hook for out by the hot tub.
Oh, just for me to hang my swim trunks?
For your trunks for whenever you come over.
Yeah, one day.
You want to take off all your clothes and get in there?
I don't know if I like this. I'm trying to.
And then I'll take pictures.
Don't show me your Twitter.
For Twitter?
I know.